Hey, what's up?
Sorry.
Hey. Come on in, everybody. Welcome to Kinkyology Season 2, Episode 10. Tonight, I will be talking about threesomes. So come on in. I want to hear what y'all got to say, what y'all know about them. Has anybody ever had one? Do you fantasize about them? So I have some questions. I could tell some stories. You know, I've had my share of threesomes, you know, so I want to talk to you all about them. Come on in. Don't be shy. I have hey, Nurse Kim. How you doing, darling? Sorry I'm late, you all. As you all see, I have a totally different setup. I'm not at home this evening, so I'm looking here and looking here, so bear with me. I'm trying to keep myself together. I'm usually the opposite way, so I'm a little, you know, like, which way am I supposed to be? So I never know exactly where to look in the camera, so I just be looking everywhere. But anyway, threesomes. Nurse Kim, have you ever had a threesome? Hey, Leroy, what's up, baby daddy? You know I'm too old to have any babies, okay? We're going to have grandbabies now. You just shooting out straight grandbabies. I'm good. What's up? You ever had a threesome, Leroy? You ever had a threesome, Nurse Kim? If you had a threesome, tag the person you had a threesome with. Let's talk about threesomes. I want to talk about threesomes tonight. Everybody's not built for a threesome. You know, and I don't think a man should convince a woman like, oh, I think you would look good eating pussy. You know, I eat pussy because I like pussy. I'll never let somebody convince me that I'll look good eating pussy. That's not why I eat it. I don't eat it to look good. I eat it because I want to taste it, you know. But anyway, I just want to know about threesomes. Has anybody had one? No. Good evening. What's up, Bryson? How you doing? Yes, I have. I did all the work. Now, that's not fair, Leroy. That's not fair. It's supposed to be a kumbaya. Everybody's supposed to pull their own weight in a threesome. How you doing tonight, Bryson? I hope you're enjoying the book. You had to do all the work. That's terrible. Was it two men and one woman or two women and one man? I've had just two women and one man threesomes. I've never had a male-female threesome. Now, to be honest, I heard it is a big fantasy for a lot of women to experience an MMF. So have you ever, you know, fantasized about having a male female, you know, you being the only female with two men just digging you out? Or is that just, you know, for the books? What's up, Ms. B? How you doing? Good. Come on in, everybody. So, Leroy, the only one who had a threesome. Me and Leroy, that's it. Nobody else watching had threesomes. Y'all haven't had any threesomes. Is that something on your bucket list? Is that something that you think you would want to try? You know you could have a threesome and not eat pussy, right? So if you don't think you would want to eat pussy, you don't have to eat pussy in a threesome. As long as everybody in the threesome understands their role. Every woman who gets into a threesome doesn't have, sometimes she could just be there to get her pussy ate by everybody else. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't necessarily mean that she's coming to do some eating. So if that's your fear, just make sure, especially if you're a unicorn. A unicorn is a bisexual woman who is usually used to fulfill threesome fantasies or participate in threesomes. And a bull, I believe, is the man who would they use to do stuff like that. So if you really want to get into the terminology of certain things, if you ever heard, oh, I'm a unicorn or I'm a bull. I don't know why I try to sound like a man. But those are the terminologies that they use. Two women and one man. Two men with one woman. Okay, so you did male, female, and female FFM. Okay, cool. You better now? Okay. Oh, that's your fantasy. So you do want to do a threesome, Nurse Kim? That's cool. That's cool. What's this? Hold on. I'm seeing some shit. I don't know what that is. Oh, why did I do that? Okay. I accidentally put your thing up there. Sorry. It has to be two men. Okay, Nurse Kim. Okay, cool. I like that. I myself haven't had that yet. That yearning to have a threesome with two men. You know, because I like women, so I won't want the other opportunity to be, you know, of course, with a woman. I'm not against it. I've had a foursome before with two women. My mom would be watching. Let me not. I had a foursome before with two men and two women, but I only participated with one man and one woman. But it was, you know, four of us in the situation. So just being open and honest about what it is that you need and desire and want. I had one where at the end of it, I had us all breathing on the same rhythm. I had, because I'm really big spiritually, sexually. They're one and the same to some extent. You know, your spiritual, some people find their sexuality through their spirituality, and some people find their spirituality through their sexuality. I myself found mine. I had an idea that I liked women, but I didn't get comfortable into it until I got stronger in my spirituality. Where some people, they have a sexual experience, and that experience brings them closer to God. Now, I'm not saying that threesomes bring you closer to God. Now, sometimes for me, some threesomes can be, you don't get the full attention that you want. You know what I'm saying? So don't go into it all the time thinking it's going to hit every, you know, note you have that you want out of this experience. But if you do have two people that you care about or that you know, and you all can sit back and kind of talk about, yeah, I do it, but you know, I really want to do this. Oh, I don't want no kissing. And then like, what would be some things you wouldn't want your man to do? Like, is that fair? I had a guy message me some years ago and said that his wife allows the, you know, does threesomes with him, but doesn't allow him to kiss somebody. Kissing should be a natural part of sex. If you don't want, I could eat her pussy, I could fuck her pussy, but I can't kiss her lips. I mean, you know, the ones attached to her face. That, then you shouldn't be doing the threesomes. I mean, it's some things that's just you need to do in sex to really get that oomph to want to have that type of sex. We're talking about threesomes. Come on in. Welcome to Kinkyology. I am the Kinky Kid. I am a kink educator. I teach people how to have sex for a living, men and women. And I like both men and women. I'm pansexual, so I'll sleep with anything if I'm attracted to it. So, hey, Tiffany, how you doing, darling? What's up? Hi. I was watching more. Where'd that message go? Okay, they're participating. Okay, Facebook user, you have to be careful because eventually the next person wants to be in a relationship. Depends. Me and my guy, I'm the type where I would want us to have a woman and she be somebody that can be just like a part of our relationship. Even if it gets to the point where we all live together, she ain't got to sleep in our room, but you know, we can just, hey, this, whatever. He wants more of she's in her own situation. She's not getting what she need out of it. We come blow her back out every so often, knock her socks off and send her back home. So it's really just kind of understanding what both of you all want, being open and honest to have these conversations. You know, I understood his viewpoint a little bit more, but I kind of like mine too. So just being comfortable in that situation to know what it is that you will and will not allow. If they already have a relationship, then that's good because you ain't got to worry about them catching feelings, thinking that they about to boo you up. But they gonna catch feelings, but you know, trying to move in and shit like that. But again, me, I would only want to sleep with different women like if I went different places. I wouldn't want to be here just fucking everybody. I wouldn't want to do. I've never been that person, so I don't want to start doing that now. Now, if I go to Hawaii and I meet a little Hawaiian, yeah, I want to break her off. I go to Jamaica, I meet me a little Jamaican, yeah, Wagwan. You know what I'm saying? So I would like those type of experiences. So I wouldn't want to, you know, boo them up. But at home, I would like to have one person that we know is clean, that we trust, you know, that's going to keep our shit in-house, meaning our business and stuff like that. I don't like a lot of motherfuckers in my business. I'm with him. LOL. Okay. I talk a lot, and I don't get you all's, you all don't get what I said to 5 seconds after I already finished talking about it. So sometimes you might have to let me know what your comment is referring to. Tiffany, what's up? How you doing? Didn't you just have a birthday recently? If so, happy belated birthday. I think I said it, if you did. I think this is the same, Tiffany. Anyway, threesomes. So I like threesomes. I remember my first threesome. Oh, that was a long time ago. And the guy didn't deserve it, but the chick, I didn't even eat her. I just wanted to have sex with her, just to be in that sexual scene with her. I just wanted that experience because this bitch was bad. Like, she was bad. And I was so happy when I knew that she liked me. And, like, I get a lot of women who like me who will do anything for me. I get men like that, too. So we're not going to just blame it on the women. But she was just, like, she would be at my house ironing my ex-girlfriend's clothes. Like, we'd get ready to go out, my ex-girlfriend would come over. And I'd be like, hey, can you iron her pants for me? And she'd be in there. She's like, this bitch ironing my clothes. I'm like, yeah, don't worry, she good. She's like, damn, you know. She was fine as hell, just body, like, her body was so amazing. Like, even my little sister at the time was questioning, looking at her like, damn, this bitch pretty, you know. Like, she was that type of pretty woman. Just, it was amazing. So, yeah, I did have a threesome with her. And she didn't show up in the bedroom the way that I thought she would. So that was kind of a turn off. Sometimes you could look at people and be like, damn, I wonder, she looks like she could fuck, or he looked like he could fuck. And then you get in that situation and they cannot fuck. They do not show up. Even if they have the necessary equipment, just because a man has a big dick doesn't mean he knows what to do with it. Just because a woman has a fat pussy doesn't mean that she knows how to grip it or even knows the power in it. So a lot of times you get disappointment when you expect something out of somebody from what they look like. Because just because they look like a certain thing doesn't mean that they're actually going to show up. Okay, hold on. I'm a have me, and mine have been doing this for years. 15. Oh, wow. I'm like your man. I would rather a casual reoccurring fling with her own situation than something more permanent. I don't mind sharing his penis. I do mind sharing his heart. Okay. And I don't want him forming any other connections with what's happening then and there. Okay. I could see that. And that's kind of, we talked about that when we talked about the threesomes, you know. And another thing, ladies and men, if it's things that you want, need, and desire in your relationship, if your man is not eating your pussy on a regular, and this is something that you want him to do, you crave for him to do, and as soon as you all get in this situation, he going to eat this bitch pussy. You sitting there like, wait a minute, nigga, how this bitch, we just picked this bitch up, get her pussy ate, but I got to beg, you know, I got to damn near cry or beg you or threaten to leave to get you to eat my pussy. And sometimes that can make you feel a certain type of way. So it's really important that your needs, wants, and desires, your partner is fulfilling. Because if they're not, and you, like, if you've never had a vaginal orgasm, and then he fucking this bitch and she have 10, you're going to feel a certain type of way. So you want to make sure that the things that you want, need, and desire are being fulfilled in your relationship. Because adding another person in will not fulfill those desires, okay? It can hurt to watch them give those things to somebody else. Now, with pussy eating or something like that, a lot of times in that situation, just like with the kissing or with the riding or stuff like that, some of these things, doggy style, these are normal positions that you do in a situation. So if this is something that you don't want your partner to do, and somehow in this situation they end up doing it, you can't really be too mad, because that's, what if she, you say, okay, she can't ride you. You don't let me ride you because I'm too big. And then her little skinny ass jump up on his dick. You look like, I can't even ride him. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's, she don't know that. So she's just doing a normal sexual position. And in the moment, he ain't going to stop it. Y'all fucking. So he's just going to allow it. So it's a lot of little intricate details that a lot of people don't think about or think will bother them until they actually get in that situation. So that's why I always say, if he's not curling your toes, if he's not blowing you back properly, watching him be able to blow another bitch back will hurt your feelings or make you feel a certain type of way. So you have to make sure that they're pleasing you completely for you to really enjoy and sit back and be able to watch them pleasure somebody else. Because if they're not giving you that, and then the first time y'all meet somebody, pick somebody up, and they giving them everything, you be reminding them that they don't do to you, is going to be a problem, you know. So make sure you all are open and honest about that. But for now, I'm just focused on finding one woman that likes me. That's good. I can't ride good, nor do I deep throat. That's what I look for him to experience when we have them. Okay, Facebook user, I like that. Okay, now they said the things that they can't do well, they have no problem with him getting them from somebody else. And that's powerful. That means the things that she won't need, he knocking them out. So she know that this is something he likes and she can't give it to him. So instead of bitching, she say, hey, let's find, oh, if she can't deep throw, don't need to fuck her. If she can't do this, whatever, we want to make sure that the things I can't do, that she is bringing those things to him when we have this situation. So she's a little opposite from me in that way, and that's fine. But some people are not strong enough to watch them do something, you know. Now she knows that that's something she can't do, or that she doesn't know how to do, not something that she won't do, you know. So it's a difference. She would if she could. Now, I do teach virtual classes. I don't know if you know, and if you're in Chicago, I go all the way down here. My throat chakra is amazing. Understand that. So if I do help women learn how to deep throat, I help with that. So I can help you with that. If that's something you would like to learn how to do, I have a very deep throat. Thank the control, baby. I don't know if that's how they use that. Get jealous. You wouldn't want them to get jealous. Hopefully, if we're, I don't know exactly how old you are, Nurse Kim, but I believe you are older. We shouldn't agree to a threesome if we're at that point where we would still get jealous. You know what I'm saying? If you think that you're going to get jealous, why agree to it? You know, you have the right to say, no, I'm not into that, and honor that. But don't put yourself into a situation to please somebody else if you know you're not ready for that situation. And I'm not saying this is something that you do. You're saying this is what people experience. And I do feel that a lot of people do get jealous in that situation. That means somebody convinced you to do something that you really weren't ready for. Don't have a threesome unless your pussy tingle when you think about it, or your dick throb when you think about it. Don't do it because some bitch talked you into it or some nigga talked you into it and you want to show them that you bowdy bowdy. I don't know if people still use that. I am old, so bear with me. But do it because it's a joint thing. Do it because it's something you all both want. Do it because you get excited watching him please somebody else. You know, I wouldn't want my man to not show up and show out. I don't want her to think I got boot, you know, just sick dick. I want my dick to show up. Like, damn, that's what he be doing to her? You know, I don't want you to come and half-ass fuck the shit out this bitch, babe. So you better give her your motherfucking all. You better show up. Don't you half-ass her. You better fuck her like it's me. You better fuck her like your lover. Don't come in there playing with it. What's up, John Donald? How you doing, darling? And riding. Everybody's different with riding, but yeah, again, Facebook user, I can't see your name because you have to give StreamYard rights to be able to see your name. So it just says Facebook user. Hey, John, how you doing? What's up, Nathanley? How you doing tonight? Come on in, you all. We're talking about threesomes. Have you all ever had a threesome? Some of us, I have. Some haven't, but they would. You know, others have. One lady does, and I really like what her and her guy do, how they get down. I think that's really cool. I feel that you should only do it if all three people are completely secure and are willing to do everything. Okay. Okay, John Donald Williams. Okay, Mr. Williams. Now, in some situations, that will be impossible. Especially if you're picking up a chick out, you know, if you go somewhere, you find somebody and bring her home. It's impossible to know instantly in the bar talking everything. Now, you can have your five must-haves. You know what I'm saying? It's five things I will not have in this motherfucker. And make sure that you get that. But to try to knock off every check mark on your list might be impossible with somebody you're just picking up out of town or somebody, whatever. Now, if you have somebody that you're grooming and you can, you know, talk to and you all get to know each other and they care what you want, then that might be different. But just finding somebody, of course, you know, okay, if you know you want two bitches to suck your dick, you know, you want one licking on the balls, one on the head, or whatever it is that you need, make sure that you all somehow find a way to have that conversation, because you wouldn't want that. And it's just, oh, I don't suck dick. Well, you just give him pussy, bitch, you know, so you want to make sure that you have the proper conversations and know how to bring that up. Oh, Venus is my name. Okay, Venus, how you doing? Okay, so yeah, I love threesomes though. Do I love them? I like them. I don't want to say love because I don't need them, but when I have them, I love them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't sit back like, man, I just want this nigga and bitch to fuck me. I don't. Now, sometimes when I masturbate, I might fantasize that I'm in a threesome. So, like, if you take a, say you got a Rose or a Womanizer, and you put that on your clit, and then you take something like a G-spot toy, and you put that in your pussy, that's kind of like a threesome to me, you know? So, those are when I'm having my threesomes the most lately, is when I'm masturbating. But, I pass up a lot of threesomes. I am offered a lot of threesomes. I'm offered a lot of pussy and dick that I really don't want. But it just feels good to know that I could get it if I wanted it. So that's kind of cute. But I pass it up a lot. And then, like, when I do my parties sometimes, especially with my guy, oh, we did this one party. These chicks, only four chicks came to the party. It was really bad weather that night. So it ended up only being four of them. And when I tell you, those bitches was like, y'all can stay. I was like, they wanted us so bad. Oh, my God. It made him uncomfortable. They was throwing the pussy at us so hard. It made him uncomfortable because we hadn't really been dating that long. So he know what I do. He know, but you know, he don't know how bowdy I really am. And I told him, I said, hey, when I'm at these parties, sometimes, you know, they come on to me. So don't be shy or whatever. And if we agree to it, we'd agree to it. He didn't know that night it was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because this was the first party he ever went to with me. Man, that shit made him uncomfortable. So uncomfortable, he's like, I ain't going to no more parties. So then he went to work and he was telling his boy, man, you were the luckiest nigga ever. You was mad. Nigga, you better. So after that, he was like, all right, I'll go. So he goes, when I have certain types, he can't go to my classes. But when he can go when I do couples classes. But he can't go when I do my dick suck, my kinky suckers class or my kinky orgasm class. So he may go to a kinky workshop with me or a kinky couples class with me. And that's like, and then I bought him a shirt that said threesome with a man, a woman, and a question mark. You know, like, get in where you fit in, baby. Like, to let them know we're open. I advertise my dick. Just take it if you want it. Yes, Facebook user Venus. Yes, that is true. They just do think you will do anybody. I mean, and I guess it goes with how you carry yourself, because they have to know that I won't do anybody. And that don't mean that anybody won't come for me. And I've learned sometimes, especially in person, I don't like it sometimes. Like, I posted something today in Kinky Land about a guy, because I get a lot of dick pics, unwanted dick pics. But this guy asked me, he said, hey, Ma, you looking real good. I would like to be able to send you. He sent me the little eggplant with a little, you know, face to it. And, you know, he asked me, you know, he was like, I think it's weird to just be sending it. So I want to know. I want you to look at it. Now, I don't know why so many strange men want my kinky ass to look at their dick, because nothing about that dick is going to make me want to suck it. I'm not going to look at your dick and be like, damn, if that motherfucker was just right here in front of me and not in this picture. I don't like dick like that. You know, I'm good with dick. I'm great with it, but I love pussy. I love pussy. I love sucking dick, you know what I'm saying? But I don't love dick like that. I'm good at sucking dick, and I love it when I do it, and I'm passionate and all of that. But I love pussy, and I love pussy. I love it, you know? I love the man I'm with dick like that, but I don't just love all dick. You know what? I need a strange dick in my inbox today. But anyway, threesomes. So, I like threesomes. I've had that threesome. Then, yeah, like I said, my last threesome, like I said, I had all of us at the end of the threesome while we were asleep. I slept in the middle, and I had all three of us breathing on the same rhythm, just in unison. I just had us breathe. We was just kumbaya straight in our sleep or whatever. For months after this threesome, both of them would call me and tell me how much it was one of the best nights of their life. They enjoyed themselves. It was so much fun. And that made me feel good to know, because they met each other for the first time that night. They were both there for me. You know, they didn't know each other. She was there. He didn't know she was there when he got there. You know, but he was happy, you know, not like, he gonna be like, no, I'm not messing about to mess with y'all. But she kind of threw it off, talking about, I want you to get me pregnant. I'm like, you don't tell no man that. What? You can't fuck him now. I don't know. I wouldn't want him to fuck you. That's some sick shit. You don't tell no man that's about to fuck you, then just, you know, I want you to get me pregnant. I was like, what? So I wouldn't let her fuck. I let her participate. But he couldn't fuck her because she ruined that by saying, you don't tell no man that just met you that when I know that this bitch is batshit crazy and might actually do some shit to try to get you herself pregnant. So he was like, that's a turn on. But that didn't stop his ass from wanting to participate that night. He still wanted to go, though, okay? I've had people come visit us and they heard of us and that they will not be partaking. Then when we don't try them, they feel like we think they're unattractive, and they come on to us straight women, be ready to swim in a pussy. Okay, so they heard of y'all. What are you all known for? What are some of the things that people hear from you, hear about you? I think that's cool. And what excites anybody in here had a threesome? What excites you most about a threesome? We're talking threesomes tonight. Have you ever had one? Have you fantasized about having one? If so, what kind? You know, have you had good experiences? Have you had bad experience? Come on in and tell me about your threesome. I've had a couple of threesomes. I had a foursome. You know, I like shit like that. I most definitely keep it kinky, but not with just anybody. I'm not that type of kink. I'm not a freak. I'm a kink. It's a difference. Everybody don't deserve the things that I do, you know, so everybody don't get that. John, did you say if you had any? Oh, well, yeah, the way you said that, yeah, you've had some. You can't really control them, I think. You can't lay down complete rules and think every rule is going to be obeyed. Because, again, sex is not something you plan. Sex shouldn't be something you organize. Sex is something you just passionately get into. So with that, if you are doing some shit, you might say you don't like this. But next thing you know, you in the threesome and somebody might spit in your mouth and you might actually like it in that situation. Now, is this something you would ever allow in another situation? No. Because you're in the moment, because your nipples are erect, because your pussy wet, because your dick hard, whatever. You might be doing, you're a little more excited because you got another person there. You might do some things you won't normally do in this particular moment, where even with anal sometimes, you know, you might find a woman who's never been in anal. I've been in anal. I fucked plenty of men anally. Okay, y'all, I fucked plenty of men anally. I want to show you all some positions, and y'all tell me if y'all had, they just gonna come up on the screen funny. Okay, let's see. Anybody did that one? I've never done that. I've never been with two men at the same time. So this is a man hitting a woman from the back, and she's sucking another man's dick while she's getting hit from the back. Has anybody had that threesome? Don't everybody answer at once. Now, this one is still two men and a woman. Now, they're all standing up, if you all can't tell. She's in the middle. One of them is in her pussy and the other one is in her booty. So they're standing up again. This is MMF. Anybody have either one of those? No. What's yes to fabrication? Hey, how you doing tonight? I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks, I don't think. What's going on? What about this one? Now, that one look a little... Can y'all see it? Because I'm kind of in a way. So, this one... I don't really know what's going on here. It's like he's holding her up, but are they really in a sexual... Is he doing anything to her sexually, but holding her up while the other one is fucking her with her leg across him? So it's not like she's sucking... Is she sucking a nipple? Can she reach his dick? Is he twisting a nipple? I don't know. I wanted you all to help me figure that one out, so I just decided I put it up. What y'all say about that one? Both. Okay. Okay, both. Cool. I don't know what that one is, really. Okay, here's this one. Okay. Now, this is three women. Now, I love pussy. Have I had a threesome with women? How do I feel like I have, but I can't remember with who? So maybe I haven't, because hopefully whoever would have been with... I know I passed up a lot. I don't think I did, because I knew better. I knew better. All pussy and dick ain't good. If you know it's going to be a problem when you're done, why take it? I don't fuck nobody I know going to have issues. If a bitch going to bring drama, she don't deserve my tongue. You understand? If a nigga is insecure, he don't get my throat. I don't try to think that pussy or my throat or his tongue or her tongue is going to make them a better person. So I've had opportunities to have threesomes. Now, I was dating this chick. She was married, but I was messing with this other chick, and she was fine as hell. I remember the married chick was my woman, and I told her, I was like, man, it's this chick. I want to fuck her. So about a couple of weeks passed and shit, and she was like, whatever happened to that chick you said you want to fuck? I said, I fucked her. She was like, what you mean you fucked her? I said, you married. I can fuck whoever I want to. And then I got a dozen of roses. My best friend at the time was like, bitch, you the only motherfucker I know who cheat and get a dozen of roses. You can't, when you get home, when you leave me and go home to another motherfucker, you can't question what I do. I was honest. I told you I was going to fuck the chick. Now, whether you believe me or not, that's on you. But you can't be mad at me when you land your head next to a whole other motherfucker at night. So I haven't had three women yet. But she was going to fuck me and the other girl together. That's why I brought that story up. But the young girl I knew wouldn't have been able to handle it. So I chose not to do it. And then I had another female I could have did that with. But they were a little younger than me, and I knew that they wouldn't be able to handle the aftermath of what would come after that. So I didn't do it. Now, this one, that's okay. So this one is two females, one male. One of them is riding his dick. The other one is riding his face. Now, I've done that, but I've done it where the other female, we're facing each other. We were like holding hands, you know, playing with each other's titties, kissing each other. One of them riding his face so that it's like, you know, booty on his forehead. And then the other one riding his dick. That was a lot of fun. I didn't do it where she was riding his face the backwards, but that would be cool. You either eat her ass while you're doing that. Oh, he's eating a pussy. What if you could do something to her ass? That would be cool. Spanking it or whatever. That's a real cool one to do. I did like that. Switched up like that. I have had a fivesome with women, and it was boring. You need meat. What kind? Were they skinny women? What you mean you need meat? Facebook user. That's what it says. Say Facebook user. And fabrication, I don't know what you're saying tonight at all to, baby. I'm sorry. I just be talking. So I don't know what that is responding to you all. Anyway, that's that one. Okay, so we got this one. Okay, we did one like this already. I'm sorry. I think I showed that one like that. No, they was kissing in that one. So this one is... That's a foursome, man. Is that four people or just three? No. Okay, they on his lap. He on his knees. They on his knees. I'm confused. That one's confusing, so we're not going to look at that one. Okay. We're not going to look at that because I couldn't understand that. And those lines, and it was driving me crazy. I didn't understand what that was. We needed real dick. Oh, you had a fivesome with all women. Okay, yeah, you needed some dick. Nobody had a dildo. Nobody, y'all didn't have a stud up in there. Y'all was all femmes, all lipstick lesbian, all bisexual girls trying to get it in. And somebody needed, the finger wasn't enough, tongue wasn't enough. Y'all needed some pound town. Y'all needed somebody who knew how to throw down. I never had five women that I wanted to fuck. I used to have these little crazy ass parties at my house. And they used to be a lot of fun, but they was kind of wild and shit. And I forgot what I was about to say because I'm old. You get to that age where in the middle of talking, you just forget what you're talking about. I really did forget. I knew it was about threesomes. I remember it was about the party at my house. And it was something with the women. Oh, I had five. I used to date a lot of women. I was dating a married woman, but I would date other women because she was married. So I was fucking a lot of women, but I only dated her. But this one particular night, I had this party. It was like five chicks at my crib that I was fucking. And all of them knew I was fucking everybody except for my woman. She knew I was fucking somebody. She just didn't know how many of them there I was actually fucking. So it was a real interesting night, but we had a lot of fun that night. So I've had situations like that, but I didn't take her into situations like that. Just when she said she wanted to do the threesome, I heard it, but she wasn't ready. And neither was the other little young girl. I don't put people in situations I don't think that they could really handle. And I knew the young girl was doing it because she was just willing to do anything. And that's just probably part of who she was going to be sexually. But my girlfriend, the married chick, she was just doing that to try to excite and please me. And that wasn't wild. I wanted you to do it because you wanted it. You know, she said the girl was cute, but I know she didn't really want to fuck her. So I wasn't trying to go into that like that. In a threesome, do you like it when they both play with you? Or do you like one-on-one time? How do you like it when you all do your threesomes? Do you like it when everybody's involved? Or, you know, you sit back and watch. Are you into voyeurism or exhibitionism? You know, you want them to watch you, or you want to sit back and watch. You stroke one off while the girls are getting it in, or, you know, you play with yourself while they're fucking, however it is, those parts like that. Okay, Facebook, Venus, you be getting it in. I like that. I like that. The sex is amazing. And so many people don't get to experience it the way that they should. The most common thing that people say on their deathbed is, I wish I would have had more sex. And I thought that was crazy when I found that out. But there's so many people who die without fulfilling some sexual fantasies, without really seeing what that pussy do, what that mouth do, what that throat do, what that dick do. You know, some of you all have never had an orgasm, but y'all swear y'all in love. And I swear you don't know love until you know a motherfucker who's willing to make you orgasm. If they're not willing to make you orgasm, y'all don't love each other. Y'all just wasting time. Y'all pretending. Y'all in a position y'all can't handle. I don't understand why you would spend the rest of your life and say I do to a nigga who don't make you nut. So it's really important. And if you're finding people to try to fulfill something that your partner can't, that motherfucker shouldn't be your partner. You know, your toy shouldn't please you more than your man. You know, that threesome should excite your relationship, bring a spark to it, bring flavor to it, but it shouldn't be better than your relationship. You know, so you want to make sure that your shit good before you go out trying to fuck somebody. That will not make your shit better. If you unhappy beforehand, you're going to be worse off once you bring another man or some more pussy into your shit. Walk away. You deserve to be with somebody who make you happy sexually. Me too. You know, I know you haven't, Bryson. I know. We working on it, though. You gonna get this. Kumbaya. I don't know why I said kumbaya. Oh, I've had a stressful week. Some of y'all in kinky land, I had a big old beehive outside my house today. It was terrible. But the intricacy on how these bees built this hive was amazing. It was beautifully built. Like, these, they could, like, straight build, like little beehive studios and shit. Like that thing was nice. It had so many layers in it. It was like feather, but they got all the same color feathers. Like they only mess with like gray and black birds. You know, they didn't, that was it. It was real cool the way they did it. Whoever designed it, it was like a nice, cool pattern with it. I was like, damn, that's really cool the way they did that shit. I wonder if they know how to do closets. I need my closet done. What if you could get bees to do your closet? That's when you know you smoke too much weed. When you wonder if a bee could make your closet. Okay. It was huge, Bryson, wasn't it? Oh, it was so big. I'm not talking about a dick. I'm talking about a beehive. Yes. Okay, what else? What else? We did some positions. Some of y'all haven't had too many. What's your favorite type of threesome? Like I said, I've only had two females and one male. I had a foursome. But I wouldn't want to do that again. Because I never wanted two men at one time. Again, if it's the right two men, a bitch might go. You know what I'm saying? But I've never wanted two men at the same time. I never knew two men at the same time who deserved it. So that wasn't happening. So I do like the male-female FFM threesomes. That's my most common one. Yeah. That's the only one I've had. And then the foursome. I never had the two males and a female or three females. I've had opportunities for three females. I've never had two men brave enough to ask me to fuck me. You know, who knew each other, who thought that they could fuck me. So that's good to know. Because y'all know that's not how I get down. If I do some shit like that, I'll be picking the motherfuckers that get to get in here like that. They won't be sitting back like, oh, we want to fuck her. No, you don't get to do that. I get to choose who I want to fuck. I like watching him make them shake. Oh, yeah. See what he could do to them. Like, yeah, he was doing that to me too, girl. Yeah. Oh, sorry. He always makes them squirt. I love a man who knows how to make a woman squirt. I like a man who drinks your squirt. Like, don't waste this. Drink it all. Just gulp it. I used to have this one, and every time he'd do it, I would laugh. Because he would get every drop. And it was just so sick, but I liked it. I would really rather watch, but he makes them eat me while he fucks. Okay. Now, sometimes, depending on how he fuck, if he's a fuck fucker, like a pounder, that could make their teeth hit your motherfucking... you know what I'm saying? So you gotta be careful with that. If he's a slow stroke and he know how to rock it, then they can get in and be sensual with it. But if he a pounder, you got that I don't like that. I had that happen. My kitty cat was not happy. My first experience with a woman was in a threesome. Now, what position did I do that I liked? But I said I would do again. And have I done it yet? In my salon. I'm old, y'all. Okay, it was him hitting it from the back. Was he hitting me from the back? And I was eating her pussy? No, I wasn't eating pussy. So I was getting my pussy ate. And he was hitting her from the back. I like that a lot. I like the look of that. I like the feel of that. I like that what he was doing to her was exciting her and she was bringing it to me. I remember my first time wasn't everything I thought it would be, but I knew from that I did like women. Like, yeah, I knew I like pussy. I knew this was what I wanted. Yep, this is what I wanted. I wanted some pussy. Okay. Then I like to tell them what to do. Okay, you got a little dime in you. I see you want to tell him what to do to her. Watch her face. Watch his face. Call out positions. Make him edge her. Or make her beg for it. Oh, I love to make a motherfucker beg. I really would rather than watch. Okay, that's good. So you're into the voyeurism part. Now, she said that I want to tell him what to do. Watch her face, call out positions. And make him edge her. Calling out positions is a lot of fun. You're like a little porn director. You know what I'm saying? You know, okay, now eat a pussy. Oh, babe, take her leg and like put it behind her head. Now twist her nipple. You know what I'm saying? Lick it slow, babe. Lick it slow. Why are you rushing? I want to see it. You know, that's real fun. And then she said edging. Now, edging is, some men know what that is. Some women might not. Edging is when you take them to the point of wanting them to orgasm and then pulling back. You will stop. You know you're about to make them come, and then you will pull back. Now, in this situation, you might go do something else, and then you'll bring them to that point again, and then you'll pull back. A lot of men do that during masturbation. Some women know how to edge, but it's more common in men where they'll stroke one, and when they get ready to the point of getting ready to nut, they'll stop. They'll allow themselves to come down, so, and then they'll start again. And then the more you do that, the more times you edge, when you finally release, that motherfucker's like, rawr, you know, like you Hulk Hogan, that, like, oh, it's so powerful. Because you keep taking me there, and then you will make me stop. You won't go. So I'm just building up these edges, you know. When finally, when I explode, it's just like, it's an eruption, you know. So that's real cool. I drink the squirt while he fucks. Yes, bitch. I'm sorry. I meant that with the utmost nasty-ass respect. Kinky-ass respect. That was a kinky-ass respect, bitch. Not a disrespectful bitch. I'm glorifying in that. I'm all in. Hey, Andrew Rose. How you doing, darling? Two ladies and me would be cool. Yeah, I think you would like that, Bryson. Yeah, what about you, Andrew? What kind of threesomes have you had? Do you like threesomes? What's your favorite? MMF or FFM, female, female, male, 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 female. I think, again, you have to be a certain type of person to be able to handle a threesome, especially on a regular basis. My Facebook user, Vince, is very open, very in tune with who they are sexually. They can watch. They like to direct their partner in threesomes. I think that shit is so motherfucking sexy. I think that's cool. That's something I would be like, oh, do this. Put your finger in his booty, you know, do stuff like that. I'm that. I want, you know, I want, just let's have fun. And I think that kind of, I was in the threesome, and while he was fucking me, she found some lube or something and stuck a finger up his ass, and he was not expecting that. But when it happened, oh, that nigga started fucking the shit out of me. I was like, yes, for the team. You know, sometimes somebody might not ever want that to happen to them in their lives. But in that moment when it happened, it was such a serene moment. And how everything, you know, just the kumbaya of all of us. And, you know, you drunk, you high, we kicking it. And for them to do that, it was such a surprise. But it was a wanted surprise. And the reaction was just amazing. I got to benefit from that reaction. So it was a cool thing to experience. Okay. Andrew, did you leave before telling me if you had threesomes? He just said, I'm all in. I drink the squirt while he fucks. Okay, so he fucks, makes her squirt, and you drink her squirt. So while you direct it, if a bitch starts squirting, you go and catch it. I like you. Like, cool. That is so cool. I like that. Anybody else about these threesomes? So Bryson, you said you would want two women in you. You gotta be able to handle two women, Bryson. You can't come. When you come up to a threesome, you can't come in half-ass. You gotta be able to show up and show out. So, you know, going to the gym like you're doing, building your stamina, getting yourself ready, being very confident. You have to be an alpha. You don't have to be, but that's the best way to be, to be able to handle it the way I think you should want to handle that. If you want to be the submissive in that, that's fine too. So you don't have to be an alpha, but mine would have to be an alpha. I don't do submissive men. I don't fuck them. I don't like fucking them. I'll let you pay my bills, you know, but I don't really want to fuck you. I like a man who can, you know, fuck me. I want a man who can fuck me. I don't want to always have to do the fucking, especially when, like, with being a dominatrix and having to do that shit for a living. And, you know, so I said, no, just let me lay here. I've never been a princess. I just meant, let me get done, you know, like, don't make me always have to do the work. Because being a dominatrix, I wasn't having sex, so you have to take that whole role and do the scene and do all of this. I want somebody who could throw me around, flip me doing that. I don't want no guy like, take it, baby, take it. No, nigga, no. Give it. Let's see, what else did I ask? What else have I done with threesomes? I haven't done as much as a Facebook user, but I've had a lot of different experiences with it over my years. I haven't had one in about five, six years. I talk about it with my man, but we haven't had one yet. For me, again, my man give me 20 to 30 orgasms every time we have sex. So it's never that I don't think, of course he can please me. It's just, we haven't put ourselves out there to meet anybody. And I'm very particular about a certain, I can't fuck just anybody. You know, I'm not going to fuck a bitch just because she want me to. I have to have something that I'm into about her, something that I like. I got to want to fuck her. So I'm not just going to do it for the experience because this bitch want to give us some pussy. Nah, I can't do that. Yeah, I can't do that. So I don't do stuff like that. So that's been one of our things. And that, not that we've really been looking, you know. He a pretty good guy, so he deserved one. But if we were in that opportunity, I wouldn't pass it by. How's that? I wouldn't be like, no, you haven't been a good boy. I'd be like, come on, be a good boy for mommy. Be a good boy for mommy. And you all ever call your man a good boy? Anybody ever call him a good boy? Let's see. Ask what? We're talking about threesomes. Anybody coming in ever have a threesome? Want to talk about it real fast? Hey, yes, yes, yes. Too late. Oh, too late. It's gonna be cool. Facebook user, what was you yesing to, baby? I'm not gonna be on here too much longer, y'all. Like I said, I'm not at home tonight. Y'all can see I don't have my background. I'm outside the house, but I got it together. I got it together real fast for y'all. I sure did. I made it work with nothing. I put it together. Just a rough day, rough day. But you see, I'm not at the crib. That beehive was just a lot going on. I ran from the house. Like, let me get out the house. So I'm here by myself using other people's established gatherings or I don't know what I'm trying to say. But I got it done. So I'm very proud of myself for that. Because for a minute, I felt defeated. Just like, fuck it. I'm not going to do it. And I was like, bitch, you have not missed a week. You cannot let this upset you. You got to get yourself together. So I put on my big girl panties. Well, I don't wear panties. But I acted like I put on some big girl panties. And I got this shit done. So here I is. And I made it. So I'm very proud of myself for that. Because I wanted to be like, fuck this shit. Fuck this shit. But I didn't do it. Again, you all, I thank you all. The love, the support, everything has been so amazing. My website is back up. So if you all have not bought my book yet, make sure you go check out my website, thekinkykid.com. I have two books. I have my book, 365 Ways to Keep It Kinky, which I give 15 different orgasms that women can have, up to 6 different kinds. And I talk about all these orgasms in the first season of Kinkyology. Bryson is some stuff in that book that really go good with the first season of Kinkyology. So if there's some things in there that you want to know a little bit more about, you know that I've talked about all the orgasms. So you can definitely take the book and go back to season 1 of Kinkyology, which is available on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, my website, all of those places. But I talked about all the orgasms for both men and women. So if you want a little bit more to go in depth with that, you can do that. I'm working on my website and I'm not good at it. Oh, okay. 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 Hold on. I gotta respond to this. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you're like, you can come home. My mama's done. I'm not gonna keep you sitting. Since I'm watching, I can see it so I can catch it. Plus, since I can't squirt, I want to see if it's pee. Okay, I did talk about squirting in one of my episodes on season 1. And the first episode of season 2 is talking about squirting. But squirting is not pee. And you all have to, for you to do all of that fucking, you have to know how long it takes for your G-spot to engorge, okay? That's the first thing you have to learn. You and him together. Now, I'm kind of disappointed that you all are doing all this stuff and he's doing that to all these other women and you're not getting that from him. Because I don't want you to feel as though you're broke. You all just don't know that part of your body yet. And that's something you all need to sit back and pull out. You all need to come together and learn. I do have a video on YouTube. I have over 800 videos on YouTube. I don't know if you all follow me anywhere, if this is your first time seeing me, but I'm a YouTuber and a TikToker. But I talk about timing your G-spot. I have a video called Timing Your G-Spot on YouTube. That video teaches you a masturbation technique, and this masturbation technique will teach you how long it takes for your G-spot to engorge. You need to know how long it takes for your G-spot to engorge for him to be able to make you squirt. Now, I said this before, pre-cum does not get you pregnant. Pre-cum does not contain sperm, yet pre-cum can get somebody pregnant. And people be like, well, how can pre-cum get you pregnant if pre-cum don't contain sperm? Well, pre-cum, when he releases pre-cum, it comes out through the urethra. Well, I don't know about you all, but I pee through mine, and I hope you pee through yours as well. So if he nutted earlier or he masturbated earlier and it was some sperm left in his urethra, and then he get on top of you and he grinding or whatever, and that pre-cum oozes out, it's going to pick up that leftover sperm that was in there, and that is how that pre-cum gets you pregnant. But when pre-cum is made, what pre-cum has in it, it does not contain sperm. Pre-cum cannot get you pregnant. Well, squirt is not pee, but squirt comes through the urethra, but is made in the Skene's gland. Now, it travels through your urethra, but it's made in the Skene's gland. So if you pee, because I hope you pee. I know some people, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said that they hold they pee all day. Now, I am a professional pee holder, but I will pee at least twice in a day. But they make it seem like they only pee once a day. I'm like, that's a lot of pee holding. I don't know if I can do it all day, especially now in my older age. I'm a really good pee holder. I can hold my pee really good. But any squirter knows it's not pee. When you finally squirt, for one, my squirt is sweet. And any mama know that squirt tastes like it's salt. If you had a boy, he accidentally peed in your mouth, you know that shit is nasty and salty. Squirt is sweet. So that's another way you know that it's not pee. And then even though it comes out your urethra, the way it ejects itself out the Skene's gland is totally different from how it feels when you pee. It's like a I don't want to say a burst, but it's kind of like a burst. I don't know what a burst is. Not a starburst. But it's a different it's a little different or whatever. So, but no, squirt is not pee. I want you to learn about it. Watch that video, time in your G-spot. That video will help you get to the point. So if your G-spot may take longer than he's actually lasting inside of you. So if you know mine takes 20 minutes, so I need at least 20 minutes of foreplay and this. So I'm surprised that your G-spot is not engorging while you're watching and participating in this stuff and things like that. Or even if after that he doesn't enter you again. Because once your G-spot engorges, then he should be able to stroke you to one. He should be able to finger you to one. You're not even doing it with a toy. You know, the rolls, the womanizer. I even squirt with a pocket rocket, okay? I haven't squirted with a regular bullet, but they have these other little bullets that I have squirted with. So now that I squirt, I used to squirt. Now I am a squirter, okay? It's a difference. I used to squirt sometimes. Hey, Isabella. Okay, I'm not going to be OB. Hey, we talked about that, Nurse Kim. Hey, Footman. I looked at some of the comments to see what might have been discussed. We're just talking about threesomes, Footman. How you doing, darling? Come on in. Yeah, it's called timing your G-spot. It's a masturbation technique. You want to just go in there in 5-minute increments. You know, back in the day, we used to have these little square mirrors. I don't know how old you are, but like back in the day, the little square mirrors, like 4x4 mirrors. Your moms used to have them all on the walls and shit. I call them masturbation mirrors because they're real good for you. Put them between your legs and look at your pussy, right? You got to get to know your girl good. So you don't want no little makeup mirror. You want a mirror that you can see this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You want to see your pussy in there and you want to play with it. You want him to play. Y'all got my leg cocked up. I'm ready, right? So you want to be able to see it. And you get this mirror, but you want it to be, now I don't want you to get no big mirror like this because I don't want you to hurt yourself, but the little square mirror, something you can really see your pussy. And you want to go in there and keep playing with it for 5 minutes, then stop. Because it's not a button, is not a heel or something or a pimple or something. It's really called the GSA. It's a G-spot area. It's an area within your vaginal pussy, in your vaginal pussy. Yes, that's what I said, in your vaginal pussy, that kind of gets excited or aroused or real tender, and this is what allows you. So a lot of people misunderstand because they're looking for it to feel like a whole, like a little dick up in there or another clitoris or something that they can really tell the difference is. You can more feel it than you can actually, you can feel the sensation and you can like feel it as far as it growing or something like that. It's not going to really grow or be a hump. It might be a little bumpier, a little squishier, but it's not going to be like a pimple or nothing like that that you can really feel. So it's really called the GSA, the G-spot area. But you want to keep going in there, masturbate for 5 minutes, go in there, move around your 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you know, up in there and play with it and see how long it takes before you finally go in there and be like, oh, okay. So I say the 5 minute increments because that gives you a better time to keep up. If I did it 5 times, and that's 25 minutes. You know, like I said, mine takes 20 minutes to engorge, sometimes longer. And then like my guy, when he fucking, he could feel it engorge. Oh, there she go. He's the first one I've ever had inside of me while he's fucking can feel my G-spot engorge on him. I think it's sexy. I love when he says, there she go. And I can tell because now I'm bucking. Because like I said, I had like 20 to 30 orgasms. Then they just keep coming. I'm like, I think it feels like you have to pee. Mine don't make me feel like I have to pee because the G spot. If they hitting it a certain place, but it shouldn't make you feel like you have to pee. Having to pee is not it. Now, if that's an exciting feeling for you, then yes, that's cool. But having to pee isn't because I don't know. Some women feel like they have to pee. So that's why I always tell women to pee first, especially if they're trying to figure it out and want to make sure that it's not pee. Okay. Yeah. I'm hungry. What am I going to eat tonight? So you just want to make sure. Am I hungry? Yes, I am hungry. I'm hungry. Okay. Anybody in here squirt? Does it feel like a pee feeling to you when your G-spot gets stimulated? Everybody's different. I'm not going to say mine feel. It's not a pee feeling. It's a pleasure feeling. And peeing, now, I do when I have U-spot orgasms, and I have talked to you all about U-spot orgasms in season 1, but you know when you hold that pee and you pee real hard and you shake real good. Now, I like that feeling and that little, when I'm pissing and it tickle my little U-spot and you want to hold your pee like that so you can have that strong stream of pee again. I like that, but that's not what the G-spot feel like. It doesn't give me that same feeling, you know. So anyway, we talked about threesomes. Footman, have you ever had a threesome? Right. Okay, yeah. It does, but it's not a pee feeling for me. You are, then they're not in the spot that I'm talking about. They might be back more towards your A spot or your deep spot. But actually going on the G spot, that shouldn't, for me, it doesn't give that type of feeling. And I know the first time I squirted in somebody's mouth, he told me I peed in his mouth. And he kept doing it and he kept saying it. So I got that feeling, I would push people up off of me because I thought I was really peeing in somebody's mouth. So I got somebody who just took that motherfucker. And when I realized what was really going, I was like, oh, and I've been holding back all these shits. It's just an amazing feeling. But when he doing it, I don't feel like I have to. Well, this is through pussy eating, not through my G-spot though. Yeah, that's different. That was through pussy. I've only started squirting through dick the last 4 years. I would do it through oral. I only started doing it through penetration the last 4 years. But I had a sick coochie. So I had a hysterectomy. And once I had that hysterectomy, this girl do everything. She like Spider-Man. I could like lift my leg, cock, go places and shit. Like, where you want it? You know, I love her. We real good now. Like, she was already talented. She just didn't work right. Now she work right. All her little pipes are unclogged. She just be getting it in. Oh, I just love it. Oh, I love it. Yes. Yes, I love it. I don't know. You leave me for man. You didn't tell me if you had a threesome or not. So, yeah. Ooh, okay. Okay. Yeah, so that's it, y'all. That's all I was doing tonight. I did an hour with y'all, so we're not gonna go too long. I had a really good show last week. If you didn't catch it, so if you all can go watch that. I will be doing an event with him soon, and we will be posting about that. So be looking for that. Because I really do think this man might be able to talk me, hypnotize me into an orgasm. So I can't wait to try this shit, you know. I love orgasms. And you can just talk me into one. I'm not real big. I know how to dirty talk, but I don't like to dirty talk on the phone. I like to dirty talk while I'm fucking, you know, like while I'm sucking and licking and all of that. I like to dirty, oh, take this pussy, this. I don't want to be on the phone like, oh, you really want this pussy? No, that don't get me off. I'm not that type of dirty. I did phone sex off and on for 15 years. So I don't like just, I like, unless you paying me $30 a minute, I was making $30 a minute. I don't want to do it. All right, y'all, so I'm about to get out of here. I'm not going to keep y'all tonight. I just wanted to come on and talk about threesomes. I had some good conversations, so thank you, Venus, for coming through and sharing your experiences. Thank you all for always being so open and honest with me. I appreciate you all. I have been going live on on Instagram the last couple of weeks, last 2 weeks, but being that I'm not at home and I am using somebody else's house and they are staying out until I get done, I'm not going to go live on Instagram tonight. So thank you all. Y'all know how to almost definitely keep it kinky. If you all have any ideas, topics, suggestions, make sure you email me at thekinkykid@gmail.com. If you haven't bought my book yet, what are you waiting on? Go to my website. It is back up. I'm working on it too. So that's www.thekinkykid.com, thekinkykid.com. Check your girl out. If you're not following me on Instagram, I'm thekinkykid1. On Instagram, I'm thekinkykid and thekinkykid1 on TikTok. Follow me. Y'all know how I do it. I most definitely keep it kinky. I appreciate y'all. And I will see you all next week. I'll see y'all next week. Good night.
They call me the kinky K-I-D. I'm a kink, he's a kink, she's a kink, he's a kink. Wouldn't you like to be a kink too? I'm a kink, he's a kink, she's a kink, he's a kink. Wouldn't you like to be a kink too? I'm a kink.